Chris Swalt. He is the Lansing City Clerk. Chris, how are you?
Terrific. How are you, Tony?
Man, you sound bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. How long have you been up?
Only about an hour.
All right. Now, this is a big day for you in getting ready for Election Day. How much preparation, what had to be done to get all the polling places ready?
Oh, it actually takes several weeks of preparation. We had to, you know, order supplies, order ballots, get all our supplies together, get them delivered to the locations. Every tabulator that is in a precinct gets tested to make sure that it's going to count the results right. So there's a lot of time and effort that goes into an election in advance.
And, you know, if anything goes wrong, everyone's going to be blaming you.
Exactly, exactly.
So, the polls open up at 7 o'clock. Give us the lowdown. If people don't know where they go to vote, if they forgot that, how's the process work?
Well, there's a number of ways you can find out where you should vote. We have a link on our website where you can check at lansingmi.gov/clerk that you can go. The link says, where do I vote? And you can put in your information and find out for sure. You can also call our office, 483-4131. But, you know, people generally know where they vote. They've lived where they live for a while, and most people are familiar with that. So you've got a voter ID card that tells you where you're supposed to vote. That's your location.
How many people will vote today?
In Lansing, about 15%, which is about 12,000 voters will turn out today, is what we expect.
That's pretty sad, isn't it?
It is. You know, in reality, we only have a contested primary on one side. We do have a separate Democratic and Republican ballot, but on the Democratic ballot, there's only one candidate, and then on the Republican ballot, there are actually 11 candidates, even though some of those people have stopped campaigning.
All right, what else is on the ballot beyond the presidential primary?
Well, for most voters, that's the only thing on the ballot today. We have a few voters in Lansing that are in the East Lansing School District. East Lansing has a bond proposal up, and some other areas have some local proposals. But most voters, the only thing today is the presidential primary.
All right, Chris. And what will be the biggest challenges for you today?
Well, you know, the law that was written for this primary required that we have separate ballots and that the voters select in writing which ballot they want. So I'm sure that some of the voters are not going to be happy about the fact that they have to walk in and check a box whether they want to vote Republican or Democratic. And that box that they check, which one they select, is a public selection. So the political parties are going to be able to get that information in the future, and I know that some voters are not going to be happy about that.
Chris, how much will it cost to put this election on?
Well, for the city of Lansing, it's going to be around $50,000, but we actually get reimbursed. This is the one election in the four-year cycle that the state reimburses us for, so we'll be able to pass most of those costs on to the state, which, in turn, you know, we're all paying for it anyway. But, you know, it's about $10 million statewide for this election that the state's going to be reimbursing those local communities.
All right. The polls close at 7 o'clock tonight?
8 o'clock tonight.
8 o'clock. And how long will it take you to tally up the totals?
Oh, we should have the results, you know, by 10 o'clock. It takes a while to review all the paperwork and make sure everything's in order and tally up the votes.
How's that work, too? All right, the polls are closed. How do you tally those votes up?
Well, each tabulator in the precinct stores the votes that were cast on it. So after the poll workers have finished up, they bring their materials to us at a central location, and we upload that data. So it's pretty quick once we're able to do that. Once we plug that tape in, you know, it just takes a few seconds for it to upload from each precinct. But, you know, we have 43 precincts in the city of Lansing, so it does take a little while for all of them.
And how many volunteers will be working? Well, they're not volunteers. I know they're paid. How many people will be working the polls tonight?
There'll be about 300 people working for us today. So we've got five or six in each location, in each precinct, and then we've got some people counting the absentee ballots in a central location, and then we'll have some people who are checking them in at the end of the night.
And then everybody's going to pass out after tonight's over.
Exactly.
All right, Chris, before I let you go, you're running for a new office, aren't you?
That's right. I'm going to be running for Ingham County Clerk this year. Our current clerk, Mike Bryanton, is not going to seek re-election. He's been in office for 18 years, and I think with my experience running elections, and I also have experience as a county commissioner, so I've got some county government experience. I think I have the experience to take that office.
What would you do differently if you were elected?
Well, you know, I think Mike's done a good job. There are some minor things that I would change in terms of the way information is presented. And I'll be putting together my platform soon. But, you know, I think making sure that the public gets all the services that they need and continuing the history of service for that office.
Well, should be a very interesting race as Byram has tossed her head into the ring. So we've got two well-known qualified people. Should be very interesting.
Yes, it will.
All right. Well, we'll continue to follow us and get you back on, but we're going to let you focus on this for today. Thanks so much, Chris.
Okay. Thank you, Tony.